Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. The popularity of electric vehicles has increased in recent years, with sales in the U.S. trending upward since 2015. But EV sales still only made up a little over 2% of the U.S. car market in 2018. One of the reasons some may remain uneasy about going electric is range anxiety. The ability to find the charging station when you need one to go as far as you want or need to go. It's an issue Delaware has been working on, and this week, contributor John Hurdle looks at just how the First State is faring when it comes to combating range anxiety. His piece is available right now at DelawarePublic.org, and he joined me earlier this week to discuss where things stand. So let's start with the basics. Where do we stand with charging stations in Delaware? How many do we have now, and do we have a sense of how they're kind of distributed across the state?
Well, what Denrec says is that there are 159 charging stations at 49 locations across the state. And in one small indication of the apparent growth of this market, when I actually initially reported this story back in the middle of April, the numbers were actually slightly lower than that. It was 157 at 48 locations. So I think that that's one small indication that these charging stations are becoming more popular. And on the issue of where they're distributed, I think it's fair to say that they are distributed pretty well across the state. For example, there are officially 19 within 10 miles of Wilmington, 5 within 10 miles of Dover, and 18 within 10 miles of Dewey Beach.
The state has been working in recent years to help make more of these charging stations available. But the state hasn't been the driving force behind the appearance of these new charging stations. Who is leading the way and why?
I think the majority of them are being installed by private businesses, such as convenience stores, shopping centers, and restaurants. And there are a series of incentives that the state is actually encouraging businesses to set these up. But numerically, vast majority of them are installed privately.
And you mentioned in your story one of the bigger convenience stores that's kind of gotten behind us is Royal Farms. Can you tell us a little bit more about the charging stations that Royal Farms is offering and how they, you know, are working for people?
What Royal Farms has up and running now, and they have had for several years, that they've got 10-star charging stations in 5 locations spread across Kent and Sussex counties. And those chargers are so-called fast chargers. That is, they're so-called level 3 chargers, which typically take about 20 minutes to charge up a car. Now, we should say that charging time typically is not for a car whose battery has been completely depleted. It's probably for drivers who want to top up their charge to make sure that they have no issues about getting to their destination.
And I mean, it's not something that is as quick as filling up your gas tank, but it is, you know, not excessively a long period of time that you're sitting at one of these chargers.
Yeah, that's right. It's clearly longer than a typical visit to a gas station. But the companies that do it, such as Royal Farms, see this one as a means of asserting their green credentials, and secondly as a way of encouraging people to use their locations. And so Royal Farms, obviously it's a chain of convenience stores, they're looking to encourage people to come in and maybe have a quick meal, use the restrooms, et cetera, while their electric vehicles are charging up.
What kind of response has Royal Farms gotten to these chargers, and are they getting a lot of use in Delaware?
Well, the unfortunate thing here is that no, they're really not, and the company acknowledges that. Their data show that in the first quarter, the busiest of their 5 locations in Delaware was the one at Smyrna, and that only got an average of 1 charge a day. So clearly they have some way to go in persuading their customers to use these things more regularly. Royal Farms says despite all that, they don't have any plans to remove the chargers, having invested a fair amount of money in them in the first place. And so they're going to stick with it. And they're hoping that as EVs become more prevalent, then people will obviously use their locations.
Yeah, with that limited use of chargers in mind, I mean, clearly this hasn't hit a kind of critical mass yet. So with that in mind, What is the state doing to encourage, you know, making more of these chargers available, and also kind of beyond that, getting more people to buy electric cars or hybrids to begin with?
Well, the state has quite a range of incentives to do this. They provide a rebate of up to $3,500 for a pure electric or a hybrid vehicle. And what that's resulted in is that DENREC has provided 1,130 rebates in the last 4 years. Now, the department doesn't strictly monitor the number of EVs that are on the road in Delaware, but they use the number of rebates as kind of a proxy for the number of EV drivers on the road. In addition, they have a grant program for businesses, for example, that helped Royal Farms install 5 of their chargers on the south side of the canal. And then as far as businesses are concerned, they can get from DENREC help with set up 75% of the cost of installing a charger, up to $7,500. And if you're an individual, a homeowner, that you want to install a charger at your house, then DENREC will pay 50% of that cost, up to $500.
And I guess the other piece here is that the cars themselves are getting better and more affordable, right? I mean, that's hopefully also going to drive perhaps sales a little bit more, too.
Well, indeed. If you look at the driving ranges of some of the current models, you'll find that they're actually significantly higher than they were just a few years ago. For example, the 2019 model Chevy Bolt has a quoted range of 238 miles, which, of course, is a lot longer than, for example, Wilmington to Lewis, while the Nissan Leaf has a range of 226 miles. And what DENREC points out is that those ranges are 2 to 3 times more than they were 3 years ago when DENREC started its rebate program. Now, on the prices, a new EV isn't going to be cheap. The Chevy Bolt, for example, has a manufacturer's price of $36,620. But there is, in addition, a federal tax credit that's worth $3,750. And so that, you know, the advocates say that begins to make a new EV price competitive with conventional vehicles.
You also note in your story that there are now ways for people to more easily find these charging stations. Can you give us an example of that?
There's a couple of websites that users can go to, which are quite user-friendly. One is called plugshare.com, and I'm actually just looking at one right now. It gives you a breakdown of where all of the electric charging stations are in whatever area you've specified, and right now I'm looking at one in Milford. There's a place called Bicentennial Park, and the website gives you the address of the charger, tells you whether you have to pay for parking, and describes some of the other things around in that you might go. It notes that there's restaurants and there's a grocery store and so on in the vicinity. So it's designed to make things relatively easy for EV drivers. And on the federal level, there's also the Department of Energy Alternative Fuels Data Center also publishes an online guide to the availability of EV charging stations.
Bottom line, what are the people you talk to saying about the progress Delaware is making with EVs? And are they optimistic that the trend is, in fact, moving in the right direction?
I think the answer to that is a qualified yes. You know, DENREC says that applications for rebates are much higher this year than they have been before. As we said, the ranges on the new models are much longer than they were before. And the one point that the advocates do make here is that in attempting to get over this issue of range anxiety, which has traditionally been a challenge for the EV industry, people not only need to educate themselves as to where these charging stations are, and obviously there are plenty of them, but they also need to get used to the idea of charging their cars at home. Mm-hmm. I was speaking with one very prominent advocate, University of Delaware professor, Willett Kempton, who said that there is no reason for range anxiety in Delaware these days, given the number of charging stations that are available. And he said that part of the issue is simply education. So people if you go to a website like PlugShare, then people will realize that these things are actually pretty available. I mean, the flip side of all that clearly is the experience that Royal Farms has had with the very limited usage of its stations. I was chatting with somebody from Royal Farms, and he noting that the usage of the company's charging stations in Delaware is actually only about a quarter of that in Maryland. And the reason for that appears to be that most of the company's Maryland charging stations are in urban areas where presumably drivers are driving shorter distances than they are in places like Kent and Sussex counties. And so I think that there may be an issue with that as well. But I think the brief answer to your question, Tom, is that this is taking off, albeit somewhat slowly, and that the infrastructure is there for people to take advantage of.
Thanks to contributor John Hurdle for his time this week. His piece on electric vehicles and range anxiety in the first state is available right now at DelawarePublic.org. Next up, contributor Larry Nagengast joins us to update progress on the ambitious plan to redevelop the West Side Wilmington neighborhood known as the Flats. Stay with us. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.